So this is absolutely true. I'm not sure why, because he did not grow up in New England like I did. But Vinny is a huge New England Patriots fan. How did you become a Patriots fan, by the way?
Oh, boy. Long story. How much time you got?
Okay. Well, that's all I needed to know
Tom
about
Brady.
That. But anyway, he's a big Patriots fan. He was a big Brady fan.
Right.
But you are still a Patriots fan. Is that not right?
Yeah. No, I'm strictly Patriots fan. I can still appreciate Tom, but I don't really root for him.
But he's out.
Yeah, see, no, I've become a Buccaneers fan now because I like Gronk, I like Brady, I like to root for him.
Oh.
As a guy who grew up a Red Sox fan, I'm just like those Yankees people who go, well, they're the greatest team, so I want to be a part of it. You know what I mean?
Wait, you're rooting for Florida?
Yeah, yeah, that's correct.
Wow.
No, I'm not really a big football guy, but I am rooting for Tom and Gronk. I think they're just great. I like them, and I don't like Bill Belichick.
You got like a guy crush on Tom Brady?
You better back off about that Bill comment.
I don't. I mean, I think he's a great coach, but he's always scowling, you know? He just looks like he's an unhappy man.
He's thinking. He's got a lot to think about.
I just would love to have some dinner with Bill, you know, tell him a few jokes.
See if we can get him to laugh.
A little smile.
Yeah, I don't know if you could do it. I've never seen the guy smile.
I think he's stressed a lot. I mean, he's got a lot on his shoulders.
And now he don't have time to rest his laurels on,
exactly.
Okay?
Exactly, so that's why he's scowling.
So Rochelle, also not a Patriots fan. You're not really a football fan at all. You like college sports.
I like college football.
Okay, so Rochelle has a Patriots hoodie. And it's got if you're at all familiar with the New England Patriots, it's got their old logo that has
retro Patriot guy.
Yeah, it's got the old colonial Patriot. That's right. So he looks like a guy from the 1700s. Mm-hmm. But we noticed that his face resembles the adult film star Evan Stone. Now, maybe I say that name and it immediately pops to mind. Vince knew exactly who it was when we said this. But it's true. You have forever ruined the Patriots logo because it looks like this adult movie star with the big old, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of famous in that world if you know anything about that world. And he look. I'm going to post a side-by-side because as soon as I saw this shirt.
Let's just say that he could be the kicker. You know what I mean? He could use it to kick the ball and make a field goal.
The long snapper. Yeah.
So we will do a side-by-side. You forever ruined...
just like Evan Stone.
Ruined the Patriots. Hey, can you name a movie that Evan Stone was in? Is it
Pirates.
Is that what it's called? Just Pirates?
It's called Pirates.
I'm sure that's not what it's called.
It's just called Pirates. It's the most grossing porn movie ever. Like, it's called Pirates.
And the Disney people didn't sue him for
it's
using the
It's not Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh. It's just called Pirates.
Listen, they're not in the Caribbean. That's not where these pirates are pillaging, let me tell you. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince... reporting for duty, ready, set, on the air everywhere for Wednesday, November the 3rd, 2021. Henceforth known as...
Hump Day!
Did you forget for a second? You did. You forgot what day it was.
I was just trying to
You know what we do every Wednesday? A little something to get us over the hump. We have everybody write down some thoughts, some stream of consciousness. We call this pre-coffee thoughts. Just some random things. Now, some of these are typed out. Some of them are scribbled. I never know which of us came up with these. Mm-hmm. Alligators can live up to 100 years, which is why there's a chance that they'll see you later. Yeah, they'll see you later because they're going to be 105.
I get it.
You don't bite down on something. You bite up on something. Your lower jaw is the one that moves. Everybody driving along right now is clicking their mouth going, what? No, that's not true.
What if you have an overbite?
I think it would still be the bottom jaw that does the chomping.
Interesting. Okay.
How do I say this? I'm trying to think of a synonym and I can't think of one.
Okay.
Ladies of the night. Does that work? Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
They were the pioneers of curbside delivery. But I don't know if that's true. I mean, doctors used to go door to door. There used to be milkmen and newspaper people. And
door to door is different than curbside.
Yeah. It's not happening curbside. They're not dropping it off at the curb.
No, but pick things up at the curb and then take them home. That's curbside delivery.
Well, now we know who wrote that one.
I didn't. I'm just saying.
Peter Piper could not pick a peck of pickled peppers since one must pick peppers before pickling them. Hello?
I'm confused.
The difference between vegans and meat eaters is that one loves animals and the other loves animals.
That's terrible. That's awful.
That is awful.
Jeez.
Can't disagree with it, though.
I love a cow. I'm a burger.
That's awful.
I'm going to make that into a drop. Robbie and Rochelle, I love a cow. Items with misprints, mistakes, or irregularities are sold for a cheaper price, only to be worth way more than normal items at an auction in the future. I don't know. Is that true? Maybe.
I guess some things, yeah.
All right, one more. If athletes aren't allowed to use performance-enhancing drugs and beauty pageants shouldn't allow plastic surgery, makeup, or lighting.
100%. Or filters.
Or filters or fans to make their hair. Hi.
Is that what beauty contestants sound like? Wait, what was that again?
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Miss America over here.
That was kind of Clint Eastwood, only... We'll edit that out. We'll edit that out. Thanks for the bleep button. Speaking of celebrities, I had something that came up in my memories here. I don't know if you remember this, Vinny, but we did a side-by-side of doppelgangers. Then we asked people that listen and use our Facebook page whom they thought we looked most like. And if you remember, this happened last November. They thought I look like Ed Helms, who you might remember as the dentist that pulls his tooth out from The Hangover.
Yeah.
I think he was also in that Vacation movie.
Mm-hmm.
People thought Rochelle looked like Amy Schumer, the comedian.
Okay.
And they thought that Vinny looked like Michael Cera from Superbad. Michael Cera, not Michael Cena.
Yeah, I was like, wait, who's that?
I was confusing him with John Cena, the wrestler. Yes. That would be a gross mistake.
Not quite the same.
Now, do you think we still look like these people? It's a year later, so I was curious what you think.
I didn't really think that those were accurate in the first place, if I'm being honest.
Now, you like Amy Schumer, but you don't believe you look like her. Is that correct?
I mean, I don't really think I look like her, no. I mean...
So who would you pick if you had to pick somebody? Candace Cameron, maybe?
Sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that, I guess. I don't know. I don't really feel like I have a doppelganger. I'm just me.
Vinny?
I would say probably Bill Belichick.
You wish.
You
want a frown?
You want to be a cantankerous elderly man?
Yeah. I don't know if I really want to look like Bill, but...
What do you think for you? I mean, you used to do this whole thing where you would pretend, you would say people that used to look like me and you'd post them on your Facebook page.
Well, it's very easy to find people that have my haircut with glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've, the reason I asked is a year ago I had longer hair.
Yeah.
And now I've changed the cut of my beard a little bit.
I'm trying to go back to that post to see what people...
Because I think with the beard, I don't necessarily look like Ed Helms anymore.
Someone said, Sarah Burrows said, I think Rochelle looks like Brittany Snow.
I can see that.
Who's Brittany Snow?
She's from Pitch Perfect.
Oh, okay. Chelsea said, I think Amanda Seyfried for Rochelle. Bradley Cooper for Robbie, you wish.
Come on. Did someone really say that?
I swear.
Did they want me
Chelsea
to give him,
Johnson, I swear.
They wanted me to give him free concert tickets or something?
Yeah.
That's very nice. I look nothing like Bradley Cooper.
My Uncle Brian posted on here and said, I think Al Pacino is a perfect choice to play Robbie.
Okay. Would I not be...
Very old Al Pacino.
Vinny, can you imagine if they were making a movie about us and I was like on set, I'd be there giving pointers to Al Pacino. You know, Al, I got to tell you. My car blows up in the parking lot.
I'm trying to look at...
I've talked about how people used to say I look like Jared from Subway. Now, this is before Jared's legal troubles, before we learned what a horrible person he is.
While he was doing it.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
but
no!
Nobody knew that at the time.
Oh, no.
Nobody knew that at the time.
Somebody posted this picture last year and said, this is what you look like. I don't even know who that is.
That's Fisher Stevens.
Oh.
I guess I do kind of look.
Is that Short Circuit?
Yeah.
Is that what he's from?
Yeah, that's from Short Circuit.
Okay.
Speaking of Fisher, I look like the kid on Fisher commercials.
Fisher Price commercials, you mean?
He's the Gerber baby come to life.
That's terrifying.
Have you ever seen any of those, you'll find like on BuzzFeed, they go celebrities who have a person from the past.
Yeah.
To prove they're like, there's one of Jay-Z.
Yeah.
It looks like him. There's a man sitting in the street, looks like Jay-Z. There's one, I think it's supposed to be, not Billy the Kid, but it's like a Wild West criminal that looks just like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, yep.
There's a Nicolas Cage one.
Who's the guy in The Greatest Showman? What's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
There's one that looks exactly like him. It's really kind of scary.
I think there's one of Conan O'Brien. They say it looks like Queen Victoria with the red hair. Poor Conan.
Poor Conan.
All right, we're going to post this, and we would like your suggestions if you think we still look like these people, if we never look like them, and you think we look like somebody else.
Yeah.
And if you are somebody who everybody says you look like a famous person, mm-hmm. we would love to see those pictures. And you can post them right there on our Facebook page. A lot to do today. He said,
she said.
On the way at 7:50, hashtag mom, God bless. 7:20, 9:20, I have a huge, huge announcement to make.
Yeah.
Rochelle and I have never done this.
Mm-hmm.
We've waited at least two or three years to do this. Mm-hmm. It's finally happening, and we're going to need your help to do it.
Whoa.
Later this hour, right here on the big broadcast. Already halfway through another week. How many days till Christmas? I don't even want to talk about it. But although I do have one person on my shopping list totally bought for, so.
That's pretty good.
Got that going for me. Mm-hmm. You want to send in an event or charity organization doing something nice in the community? We'd love to hear from all of the above. Just send them on in to our Facebook page. Give us a little direct message. Or you go to our page on the website and email either Robbie or Rochelle. St. Vincent de Paul Fall Crafting Vendor Event is happening this Sunday, Robinson Hall in Bayonne, starting at 9 in the morning. Handmade jewelry, crafts from local vendors. St. Vincent de Paul Church, BayonneNJ.com for more. Okay? The New Jersey Sheltie Rescue's annual holiday auction is happening today. Goes on until 8 o'clock tonight. All proceeds go to help homeless sheepdogs all over New Jersey find their forever homes. So rescue dogs get placed in foster homes while they receive any vet care they might need to bring them to health prior to their adoption and forever home. So NJ Sheltie Rescue online. They've got the auction going on Facebook today only. If you'd like some more or if you'd like to make a donation, please do that, okay?
Okay.
And I don't want you to get a Sheltie for the house, though.
How did you know that's what I was thinking?
I mean, it's fine, but we have a cat. We really don't need a dog right now, okay?
Feel like maybe we do.
And also, we're now going on a honeymoon. We've got that expense.
Okay.
We've moved again. Not that long ago.
But also the puppies. They need us.
I know, but you could just make a little donation without taking on, you know, an animal for the house.
Maybe.
New member of the family.
Uh-huh.
So. You're not pregnant, are you?
No. Okay. It's impossible. Literally impossible.
So let's not. Okay, we'll just move on. The Autism MVP Foundation's 7th annual walk event to benefit scholarship programs with Monmouth University, Temple University happens this weekend. Sunday, Manasquan Boardwalker, virtually anytime now through the end of the year. You can go to eventbrite.com for tickets, info, or to do the online donations. Just a couple of things we thought you would like to know this morning. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. All right, I've teased this enough. Been teasing it for 24 hours now. And we were going to make a major announcement because you and I have never done this together. And we probably need some help. We probably could use some advice.
Uh-huh.
Some tips, if you will.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is.
Do you? Go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You guys are finally going on a honeymoon.
Did you tell him?
I did not tell him.
We're going on a honeymoon.
Oh! Yes!
I gotta say, I'm very impressed. You actually pay attention enough to know that that's what I was gonna say.
Well, I talk about it every day.
We are.
He only mentions it like every time I talk to him. Yeah, Bobby still hasn't taken to me.
That really is true, isn't it?
It is true.
Rochelle, how you doing today? Oh, I'm fine. Just waiting on Robbie. Bring me on honeymoon.
Listen, you feel the pain. Your girlfriend's waiting for the ring, and when she gets the ring, then she's waiting for the honeymoon. That's right. How this thing works.
But
you
you're
know?
Supposed to have the honeymoon after the wedding. That's how this works.
I know, but there's been a lot of circumstances. There was COVID. We moved and done the show a couple different places.
We got married in 2019. There was not COVID in 2019.
We bought furniture to furnish a house.
We bought that before the wedding.
There was the wedding itself that I had to pay for. There was the ring. There was a lot of stuff.
I know.
And I just said, let's put it off. And then COVID happened. And then it was difficult to travel and on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
Also, I'm not someone who really likes to travel.
No, you don't. We just talked about that. You don't. It's not your thing. You don't want to be on a plane for a long time. You don't. You just
so after
don't
the after the debacle of this past weekend, where we were supposed to both go back to your hometown of Detroit and see the kids, and you went without me, I decided that I needed to make it up to you, / suck it up and get on an airplane and go do a vacation. This is absolutely true. I have not been on a real vacation that lasted more than a weekend for 10 years.
Yeah.
A whole decade.
I believe that.
A whole decade.
I mean, I've seen you in life.
It would have been March of 2012. I went on a trip with my sister, and that's the last time I did an actual vacation that went on a few days where I didn't look at my phone. I wasn't, you know, working at the same time.
Is that when you dyed your hair orange?
Yeah, that was the beginning
of it's not a good thing to, like, have you just on vacation mode.
It was the beginning of the summer of the orange mullet. But I was just thinking, I really should do it. And I said, you know what? Yeah. I'm just going to do it. There's never going to be a good time. There's always going to be some expense that's going to come up. So we're just going to do it. And we're going to put it on the card. And we're going to do what we need to do. And we're going to go. So guess where we're going, Vinny?
Where?
I thought you might have a guess. Are you paying attention? He's not even listening anymore. What's that? Disney World? Oh, no.
Disney World.
No, we're gonna go to the Bahamas.
We're going to the Bahamas. So
no, wait a minute. What is that? What's wrong with the Bahamas?
Everybody goes to the Bahamas.
I think it's a beautiful location. Where do you expect me to go? Fiji or something?
That plane ride is too long for Fiji.
Well, so this is why I picked the Bahamas, because it's not Florida, because Florida is really easy to get to.
Uh-huh.
But it's warm, and it's Caribbean, and it's fairly close, because you've got to go another hour to get to Turks and Caicos and these kind of places.
I will tell you, I've never been to the Bahamas, so I'm actually really excited, and I've done a lot of traveling.
I have also never been to the Bahamas.
Virgin Islands.
And you and I have been married to like 15 other people, so I figure this is good for us to do something together we've never done before. Right.
So I am excited. And the way that you told, I came home and you kept teasing me. You're like, I got you a surprise.
Yeah.
I gotta back up a little bit, because the last time you went to your parents' house, you brought me back a surprise, and it was this
costume jewelry.
It was just this bracelet.
Someone gave my mother costume jewelry, and she goes, maybe Rochelle would like one of these, which was very nice.
So then he texts me when I'm not in town and says, I have a surprise for you. And then he gets home and it's this bracelet that is just not really my style. It's not. I was like,
well, that's fine. You don't have to wear it if you don't like it. It was very thoughtful that your mother-in-law wanted to give you a little gift.
It was extremely thoughtful. But then this time when you said, I have a surprise, I set my bar real low. You know what I'm saying? So my first
guess, are you bringing home pizza?
Right. My first guess was, pesto or leftovers of some sort. And when you said, no, it's better than that, I thought maybe you shaved, because only under your mother's thumb would you have shaved.
Uh-huh.
And then you sent me a picture to prove that you didn't shave. And then you said, do you want a clue? So then you start sending me these blurry photos. It's an extreme close-up. I'm like, of what?
Well, what I did is I took there's a picture on the website of the resort where we're staying. So I zoomed in and I just wanted to see if she could get it.
How would I get that?
And then I zoomed out a little bit, but only the sky in the background. She's like, that's the sky.
Right. That's what I said, well, it's a photo of some sort. So you blew up our wedding photo or something like that. Enough guessing. I'm done. Like, so when I got home and you actually sent me a full text message of our itinerary, I cried. Like,
you broke down and started to cry.
I straight up cried, because I was so surprised and shocked that you would ever.
You make me out to be such a horrible person.
This is just not, it's not that you're a horrible person. This is just not, like, we have our roles in our relationship. This is not your role. Like, I book the vacations. I do the planning. And you did it all. And so, like, I'm excited.
We're going to go. We're going to relax. I am not going to look at my work email. We're not
going to
talk about that. We're not going
to
do the show for a week. It's going to be a real vacation. This
How
is going to happen.
How are we going to do that? I don't even know. I'm like excited, but I'm also nervous, because I feel like I don't know that I've had a full week with you of like not working or not.
So we'll probably kill each other. It'd probably be real bad news. What do we do?
Can't wait to watch you guys on 60 Minutes.
Yeah. Right. Like, I don't know what to do.
That does sound like the beginning of one of those Dateline segments, doesn't it? A couple comes to the islands. One of them ends up dead. Next on Dateline. It does sound like that.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. You know, how about those goofy morning shows that go down there and broadcast live? I should have done that. If we could.
Why? So you could have got it paid for?
You got it for free.
You're such a jerk.
Maybe we should have done that. Then we could have brought him along to carry the suitcase.
God. I mean, yeah. I'll come. When's this going to happen, huh?
So this is the second week of January. We have not put in the paperwork for this, by the way, either. So wait till the bosses hear about this.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It just means that what you're going to have to do is stay here and run the best of, okay?
Listen, we're going.
We're
okay?
going.
We're going.
So Vinny's
going
to be right here.
Running the board.
Playing tapes of me going, it's Monday, January the 4th. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Well, you're here on a good day. We've done this before. People seem to love this. We call it Lyric or Lie. We look through...
My life is a lie. Oh, sorry.
Lyrics of famous songs. And what's interesting is these are songs which are often totally misunderstood. People tend to think they're, what they think they are. They sing along to them their whole life, and it turns out they have the lyrics all wrong all along.
Okay.
So I will give you the lyric, and you tell me if that is, in fact, the correct lyric or if it is a lie, if I'm just, giving you the often misunderstood version.
Okay.
For example, this would be one we did last time, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Tiny Dancer.
It's Tiny Dancer, not Tony Danza, but believe it or not, that's something that people say. So you want to hear a couple of these?
Yeah.
All right. Money for nothing and chips for free.
Money? No, that can't be right.
Money for nothing, chips for free. You think that's right?
True.
That is not true.
I don't think so.
Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Right.
Frankly, they'd be more politically correct if they went the other way. But.
I want Lay's chips, not chicks.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Yes.
Vinny?
And we... never mind. Yeah, that's right.
That is right. Yeah. Believe it or not, some people think it's we built this city on sausage rolls.
What the
That
hell?
Would be awesome, too.
Wouldn't that be good?
Can we get sausage rolls and rock and roll?
Saving his life from this warm sausage tea.
Well, no, that can't be right.
No.
What's a sausage tea?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
What?
It's spare him from his monstrosity. I'm sorry. Spare him his life from this monstrosity. I can see why people, I can barely say it. I can see why people would struggle with that.
That's my karaoke go-to, so I do know every word to that one.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams.
No, it's that. It's,
this,
that's correct.
Sweet dreams are made of this. No, these.
It's actually sweet dreams are made of these.
Wow.
Oftentimes people think it's sweet dreams are made of this.
That's a rhythmic.
Because
right?
Because the title of the song, but they say these. They don't actually say this in the song. Other people say sweet dreams are made of cheese.
That's even better.
How could you possibly hear these songs and think that's what
because
it is?
Because sweet dreams
sweet
are
dreams
made of cheese.
Sweet dreams are made of Swiss.
Who might have disagree?
How about Adele? There's an Adele song, or one of her first songs is Chasing Pavements.
Okay.
Is the lyric, or should I just keep chasing pavements?
Yeah, probably, if it's called Chasing Pavements.
That is correct. Some people say...
I mean, that's the name of the song, right?
I just keep chasing penguins. Why would it be that? Again, I'm not making... These are not jokes. These are actual misheard song lyrics where people post and say, this is what I thought it was.
It's a good karaoke bar night when someone says, I just keep chasing penguins.
This is a good one. I actually thought this is what it was when I first heard it. You know the Taylor Swift song, Blank Space?
Yeah, sort of.
All the Lonely Starbucks Lovers.
Knowing Taylor Swift and her music, that's probably the actual lyric.
That's what I thought, but it isn't. It's I got a long list of ex-lovers. It sounds like she's saying Starbucks Lovers.
Okay.
And I'm like, I get that. If I was going to start over, I'd want to date somebody like Starbucks. Sure.
For sure.
I'll give you a couple of more here. It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. Living on a prayer.
Yeah, that's right.
That is not correct.
No?
It doesn't make a difference if we make
it or
not.
That's right.
It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
I just want to see Bon Jovi. Sorry.
I think I'm here. Apparently Bon Jovi is...
Is he playing?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm here, baby.
Okay, you're going to like this one. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. R.E.M. Losing My Religion. Is that correct? Lyric or lie?
Yeah, that's right.
Vinny? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, that is correct. Apparently some people mishear it as let's pee in the corner, let's pee in the spotlight.
What?
Don't
do
either of
look
those.
Up lyrics?
I mean, how? Can you imagine you're a karaoke? Let's pee in the corner. Someone better cut her off at the bar tab.
My guess is those are the lyrics that you sing when you're in the car and you don't have them in front of your face.
The Taylor Swift one I can understand because it is kind of hard to get what she's saying, but how
let's
could you
pee in the corner.
Even if that's what
I
you hear,
I guess I can.
Why would they be singing
about
a...
You just say it when you're singing it. I get it. I mean, I'm not saying it works or that it's right, but I do understand how you could, you know, say...
Be
that,
a moron?
Sure. How you could be a moron.
Oh, that's how we play. Lyric or lie. This is what we call hashtag mom confession. Because we search that very hashtag, and that's hashtag MOM mom.
Confessions.
And we hear from moms, or sometimes people sharing things they've heard from a mom, or about their own mom, or sometimes even from dads, occasionally from the kids. We don't get too many of those.
No.
No one wants the rat on mom.
It's probably good.
Using that hashtag in any of our socials, and we share them here every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, just like this.
And Alicia Ann said, it's that time of the year when my kids are mad at me for the house being too cold, while they're literally only wearing underwear.
Can I bring something up that's bothering me?
I guess.
So there's a morning show in Boise, Idaho.
Why are you bringing this up right now?
Well, I want to bring it up because they do something called Make It or Break It.
Okay.
And I had heard of that back in the day. We used to play like a brand new song and say, you want us to make it and play it again or break it and never play it again. But uh-huh. They do something where they're talking about moms and it's very similar.
Oh, so they're literally stealing our mom confessions?
Well, I don't know if they're literally stealing it, but it's very similar because it's like a good news story about a mom. And I feel like they...
But we don't tell good stories about mom. We let them complain, which is what mom should be able to do.
No, I feel like they ripped us off, and they just signed this big deal where they're going to run their show in a bunch of different cities, and I'm very annoyed about this because I feel like they're riding our coattails to their own success.
Do you really want more work to do? What is your problem? Be happy with what you have. Don't worry
about that. I am happy with what I have. I just don't like being ripped off. We used to do a fake thing. Remember, we used to do Ronnie and Michelle, joking that there was a, and that was a joke. Okay, if you ever heard us do that, that was not real. But these two goons, I feel like, are ripping off our bit.
But they're not, because they're telling a good story about mom, and we are being truthful about moms.
Why don't you come fight my war with me? Why do you got to leave me hanging like this?
I'm not leaving you hanging, but you're complaining for no reason.
You're like France. When there's a war, you just give up.
Darling, Darla, 99, said, my husband just called me from the ballet studio because he can't remember the Stranger Danger password, and my daughter refuses to go home with him. Hashtag 12-year-olds are fun.
Wow. Yikes.
Yikes. Shane Young said, you want to know who the biggest gaslighters are? Toddlers. Today, I saw my kid dump some flour on the floor, and when I told her to clean it up, she said, I did not do that. I love that.
I'd probably say the same thing.
You're a gaslighter. Look at you.
Yeah. I'm also very upset.
You'll get over it. It'll be okay.
I almost want to tell people to go and check this out and see if it's up, but then I'd be giving their podcast listens. So I can't do that. Well, I don't know. Why are you annoyed about this?
I don't know why you care.
I think we need to have these things copywritten.
Then copyright it. Are you going to pay the $300 a piece to copyright each one?
We need to hire a corporate counsel for the show, okay? Meantime, you can send in your hashtag mom. Make sure you send it to Robbie and Rochelle, not to these two goons in Boise, okay?
Okay.
We do it every morning, 720 and 920. You can catch up on the podcast anytime. That's right on our webpage or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Robbie and Rochelle. We update that every day. All right, couple things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. You remember that mom from Texas last week who embarrassed her kid? She got the little speaker on top of the car.
Yes.
Do we have that audio from last week? Let's see if we can dig that up.
Don't forget how much I love you. I've loved you since the day I pushed you out of my hoo-ha.
Okay, there she is.
That's so awful.
Well, she's at it again.
Oh, no.
Embarrassing my 12-year-old son. I'm bringing him lunch to school. I brought you lunch. Come on. Come sit down.
What?
What is wrong with her?
Is wrong with this person?
Being 12 is hard enough. I mean, come on.
It's called free-balling, Mom.
Well, this is pretty good. Of course, we've heard that Facebook is changing its corporate name to Meta, right?
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg apparently is fond of the word experience.
Okay.
We'll prove it to you.
Experiences, experience, 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 experiences, experiences, experience, experiences.
I want that to be my ringtone. I just want that to happen.
I don't need to hear that ever again.
Because it makes me laugh.
Starfish is a slang term for a butthole. Think there's any connection?
Wow.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Well, you know I love Guinness World Records, right? The world's smallest park is in Mills End Park, Portland, Oregon. It's being moved an entire 6 inches. Here is a member of the Portland Parks and Rec Department talking about what's going on.
Okay.
I think it's cool because it's the smallest park, you know, in the world. A lot of people have come to see it.
Is this like a diorama of a park? Is that what this is?
I guess. I'm assuming if it's the world's small, does it mean smallest in size or smallest, meaning if there's not very many rides in size or that it's teeny, teeny, tiny?
Well, I assume it means it's teeny, tiny, but I'm wondering if he says it was moved an entire 6 inches. I feel like it must be a little diorama.
Or is the entire park only 6 inches? This is very confusing.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with 6 inches, okay? That's a perfectly good-sized park. Perfectly good size. One might say above average.
Okay. One might say.
Well, there's a man from Denver, must be real fond of go-karting, because he was arrested. They got him the third time. First time he goes there, flipped a go-kart while he was trying to speed away with it, tried to break free of the track. Second time, he successfully did steal one, came back to try and steal a second one. That's when the police were waiting, and they finally got him. There he goes. Get him, boys.
Is that the Mario theme?
That's Mario Kart. Yeah.
I love that.
There he is. It's me, the criminal. The United Nations has something they call the World Food Program, and it works to find ways that countries can solve hunger issues, mm-hmm. which are a really good thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the head of that organization said that if billionaires like Elon Musk could donate $6 billion, $10 billion, they could single-handedly eradicate hunger from the world. So Musk answered them back and said he'll do it, but he wants to be shown exactly how his money will be spent.
Billionaires need to step up now on a one-time basis, $6 billion to help 42 million people.
It's kind of like a reverse Dr. Evil situation. We demand $6 billion from the billionaires. I think he's a giant a-hole, I got to tell you.
Why?
He's got $150 billion. If he gives six, I mean, how bad? The United Nations are certainly going to do something good with it.
Listen,
it's not like they're going to get a new carpet at the UN.
We give my ex a very little amount of money, and you want to know exactly how that is spent. How is that any different?
I'm sorry, did you just compare your ex to the UN?
No, I'm comparing him to Dr. Evil. Oh. No?
How about new?
That's right. Well, there's a bar in Dallas that has set rules. They have a jukebox, and it's got Mariah Carey in there. You know her Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You? There is a sign in the jukebox that says that they will shut off the song, skip to the next one, if it is played before December 1st, which I think is generous, by the way. After December 1st, the song is allowed to be played once a night and no more throughout the holiday season. Now, someone took a picture of this, and Mariah got hold of it, and she responded with a picture of herself photoshopped it to make it look like she's a knight in armor. Gonna, I don't know, fight the war on Christmas?
She's ridiculous. I can't with Mariah Carey.
You know there's already a bunch of dopey radio stations playing nothing but Christmas music out there?
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
They've already started?
The third day of November. They're already at it.
Listen,
we got nothing else to do. Start playing Jingle Bells.
I really love Christmas, and you know I love a theme. It's too early. I'm sorry. There's only so many Christmas songs. You're going to wear them out.
I bet you that's what that show on Boise's doing that ripped us off.
All right.
Oh, hey, good morning, everybody. It's me said and she said, and here's Bing Crosby. Cancel. Go fund this. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
Ridiculous.
Well, she might not have a show anymore, but Oprah is still putting out her list of her favorite things. She just put that out yesterday. This year, it focuses on small businesses owned by women.
Oh.
The price tag ranges from skin tone crayons for $23 to a row machine for $1,800. What's a row machine? What is that?
Rowing? Like a row exercise machine?
So it simulates rowing?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's her favorite thing?
I mean, she claims it is.
The skin tone crayons, I understand, but...
Why do you understand the skin tone?
Well, I understand that people want to put makeup on. I get that. But who actually wants to sit there and pretend they're on a rowboat?
Do you know how much money people pay for a Peloton?
No, I don't understand.
I mean, come on.
Why would you want to spend money to have to exert physical energy? I don't understand this. This is very strange to me.
Okay.
Now, if you want to hire someone to come over and massage your back, that I understand, I guess. Let's pretend we're rowing. Maybe we can pretend we're fishing, too.
There are simulators for that as well. There's golf simulators. There's all kinds of stuff.
I'm sitting in the Lazy Boy with a hook in my eye. No, I haven't seen it, so I can't really talk to it. But Carol Baskin, you know who I'm talking about.
Carol Baskin
from the Tiger King show is upset because Netflix has released some trailers for Tiger King 2, and she says that they're using unapproved footage of her in the new season of Tiger King. What footage do they have of Carol Baskin that she doesn't want released?
I don't know.
It's one of two things. It's unflattering, meaning there's some skin being revealed or something,
sure.
Or she says something rude. Or she is a murderer. Either way, I'm probably going to want to watch that.
Probably.
That's how we take care of ISIS right there, buddy.
Well, forget Mariah Carey. We've got some Thanksgiving stats for you.
Okay.
What is the most hated Thanksgiving food? You guessed it. It's turkey.
Really?
Turkey comes in number one. 28% of people say they don't like turkey, followed by cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, sweet potato stuffing. So it just kind of goes down the list from there. I'm not surprised. I always want lasagna for Thanksgiving.
We usually make lasagna for Thanksgiving. That's the only thing that gets eaten. Everything else is in the fridge for 2 weeks after.
So listen, turkeys, I'm your best friend for not being part of the turkey problem. 34% of Americans say they're going to be spending Thanksgiving dinner with at least one person they don't like. These people are called your relatives.
Yeah, that's
they're called
what that
your family.
Is.
That's
yeah.
who they are.
Yep. Happy holidays.
You know, those people that stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Shut up, Grandpa. I don't want to talk about it.
Watch the game.
Bad enough I'm eating turkey. How about a little this day in history? This day of 1988, Geraldo Rivera had his nose broken with a chair on his talk show.
Oh, yeah.
By angry guests.
Yes.
This day, 2 years later, that Ice Ice Baby became the number one song by Vanilla Ice.
Love that song.
2 years after that is the day Bill Clinton was elected the 42nd president.
Well, there you go.
Ice Ice Baby.
It's gross.
I don't know that any of those three things have anything to do with each other.
You just hope they do.
But I feel like they do.
Yeah,
I haven't figured out why or how,
okay.
But I feel like they do. World famous celebrity birthday file today, Kendall Jenner is 26. You know, your mother-in-law and I were talking about Kendall Jenner the other day.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, because she has neighbors, and they're really lovely people. Uh-huh. And they have a granddaughter who's like 4 years old, right?
Okay.
You know these people. They shovel her walk and such. Yes. So they're very nice people. Yes. Well, I guess the little girl saw a picture of Kris Jenner and thought it was my mother, because my mother looks just like Kris Jenner.
She does look like Kris Jenner.
So we were talking about the Jenners the other day, and she's very impressed with Kendall's success at a young age.
I'm sure she is.
Dolph Lundgren, 64.
It's from Rocky,
remember
right?
Him from Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Roseanne is celebrating today. She's 69.
Can you see by the
there she
that's
is.
That's too much.
Always so nice to hear from Roseanne, isn't
too
it?
Too much.
Today's National Sandwich Day / Honor I Hold the Pickle Day.
It's He Said, She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
I happen to see a quote from Sandra Bullock. She's given an interview about something or other. Hmm. And she said that her last meal, if she could only eat one more meal and then that'd be it, you know, would be chicken nuggets, a Big Mac, and fries from McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah, and I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Because I just wouldn't necessarily expect her to be a fast food junkie, but I guess that she is.
Well,
I'm sure a lot of people do this, right?
I mean, that's, yeah. I
everybody's
think
got their
can,
little guilty got, pleasure, you know?
Sure. I don't know that I would choose that as my last meal, though.
So it's interesting if it's your last meal. Now, we don't mean this to sound like you're, you know, in prison or something.
Right.
But if you could only have one more meal and that's it, if you get to choose the last meal
and
you ever had.
Ever again.
And not eat ever again. Maybe it's just if you only get to eat one more time and you never can taste again, you know? You think about that. If you just could eat one more meal, what would you choose?
With as many items as I want?
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be a long list. I'd go like, I'd go a filet with a ton of truffles on it, garlic mashed potatoes, crispy potato gnocchi with fresh pesto that your mom makes, because hers is the best, I'll be honest. Tzatziki with a side of warm bread.
You'd be full
truffle french fries. This is my last meal. Let me keep going. A few tacos with guac on it.
You would never eat all of this. I don't care if it's your last meal.
Doesn't matter.
You never finish it. You never eat it.
I didn't even get to the dessert part.
It would be a waste.
A whole pan of hot turtle brownies with like the French vanilla ice cream and the warm caramel on the top. And then maybe a couple York peppermint patties because they're my favorite.
Are you okay over there? I've never seen your... Never seen your eyes twinkle quite the way they are now. Thinking
well,
about
it's
this
my last
meal.
I got to make it good.
I was going to say some pizza, some cheese pizza, but just that'd be fine. Cheese pizza, a little bottle of wine. I'd be all set.
As your last meal, that's the last thing you're ever going to
eat. If I could never eat again, I think I'd want one more pizza. Yeah, I love it. I'm like a Ninja Turtle.
Okay.
I think that I'm a man of simple taste when it comes to food.
So.
Listen, I like fancy stuff too. I have no problem with some, you know, some caviar.
But
if I'm going to have one more
ever,
one more pizza. One.
Is there a specific pizza? Like it's the last time you're going to eat food ever.
Any cheese pizza will do.
Any cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Just go to the corner place.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Those are usually the best places.
2 day old pizza. That's what you want.
Now, why
last...
is it 2 day old
well,
pizza?
Well, I'm just asking you.
The guy at the corner makes it fresh every day too.
You said any pizza.
Why are you hating on the pizza man?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Be like, nice to the pizza man.
If this is your last meal, you're just going with pizza?
Okay. So if it had to be your last meal, if you could choose it, what would you choose? So here's a little thought-provoking item, or mindless banter, as our anti-fan Michael on Twitter calls it.
Yeah.
If you had to choose your last meal, for whatever the reason, what would you choose? You can only eat one more meal. Now, price is not an objective here.
Uh-huh.
You can eat as much as you want. You can have as many plates brought out.
Uh-huh.
It can be as simple or as extravagant as you like. But if you could only have one more meal, what would you eat? What would you do?
Aiden said, any of my mom's classics, probably Salisbury steak, mashed taters. It says taters, not mashed potatoes. Mashed taters and buttery biscuits.
I just think that's kind of a funny thing to say. Would you like to try mom's Salisbury steak?
That reminds me of like a TV dinner, Salisbury steak. I don't know.
Well, you put it that way. Okay.
Alicia said, sushi, and more sushi.
Okay.
And Sean said, for an appetizer, French onion soup, main dish, seafood crepe with white sauce smothered in melted soft cheese. And for dessert, fried ice cream smothered in dulce de leche.
I got to tell you, I stopped listening about halfway through that because I was thinking that it'd be another name for a great cover band, Sushi, Sushi, Sushi.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are playing the hits of Pink Floyd, Sushi, Sushi, Sushi.
See, and I was thinking Sean wants a seafood crepe with cheese on top, and that sounds weird to me. So.
Well, yeah, that's a whole thing. Some people don't mix the surf and the turf, you know?
That's like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Who's that guy we used to work with? He used to do that commercial? Sushi, Sushi, Sushi. Sushi.
Yeah, seafood, Sushi. Okay.
All right, line one.
Maine lobster roll with melted butter and creme brulee.
Oh.
It's probably a good thing it's the last meal because I'd have indigestion for a week and a half after that.
Yeah.
That's some rich food. All right, we go back to line two.
Waffles and bacon.
Mmm. Mm. That's a classic.
That sounds good.
That's soul food. That's comfort food.
I want that right now.
Yeah. Just give me a medium coffee to go with it. We'll be all set.
Oh, yeah.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
We happen to see a little quote here, a little clip of Sandra Bullock, the actress, saying that if she could just have one more meal, she'd probably just do a Big Mac, some chicken nuggets, some French fries, you know, supersize me a Coca-Cola.
Sure.
The standard over there, a little fast food. I get that.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people might call it junk food, but that's not true. If it makes you happy, it makes you happy.
That's right.
Maybe it isn't the healthiest for you, but there's nothing wrong with some French fries once in a while, right?
They're so good. I mean, that's a vegetable.
So if you had to choose your very last meal, you can never have a last meal again, what would you choose? So that's the way Sandra answered, and I got us thinking how we might answer that question. Just don't get fancy and upset Rochelle. Say something like dulce de leche. Just say ice cream with caramel sauce.
It's caramel. Come on.
With some taters.
John said a big old slab of steak and 3 or 4 big glasses of milk.
There you go.
Yeah, that's easy.
You just kill as many cows as you can.
Stop it. Jeez.
This is my last meal. It's your last day.
Oh, you're terrible.
Moo.
Sarah said tempura fried zucchini flowers stuffed with goat cheese.
Mm.
And Navin said a ton of nacho cheese with tortilla chips and soft pretzels with the spiciest peppers ever because I don't have to worry about heartburn.
Yeah, that's right.
Your last meal.
Although we didn't say this means you're going to die right after. It just means
true.
It's your last meal.
You're going to die after all the hot peppers. So.
And you can't have any Pepto, so you better think this through, okay?
Oh, that's true.
All right, back to line two.
Mine would be this charcuterie board that I had when I was in Ireland, along with a nice wine pairing.
Yeah.
Say no more than charcuterie. We're on board.
We're
that
on
makes
board.
Perfect sense.
We got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, understood.
No explanation needed.
Sounds terrific. We'll keep this going on our socials all day, specifically Facebook. If it was your last meal, what would you want it to be? That's your He Said.
She Said.